This is DVD Talk Radio. It's Jeffrey Kleiman. I'm talking today about my bits and extras from the DVD front column. This week, I put in The Forgotten, which stars Julianne Moore, who's fantastic, by the way, in this movie. And I realized that I was forced to pick between the theatrical version of the movie and the extended edition. Now, the track record on this is about 50-50 split. About half of the extended editions I've seen have been worth it, like Lord of the Rings extended edition, like Butterfly Effect, and about the other half have been not so great. Good example of this is the King Arthur unrated, extended, ridiculously long, I'm suffering, please put me out of my misery edition. So, you know, when you haven't seen a movie for the first time, having to make this kind of decision is kind of a tough one. So this time around, I decided to take the plunge, go through with the alternative ending, and then I backed it up, didn't watch the whole thing again, but I watched the end again for the theatrical version. And I have to say, I mean, I like elements of both of them. I think the film has some problems overall. Julianne Moore is really fantastic, but the end is quite tonally very different. And, you know, still, I kind of wrestle in my mind which one I think is a better ending for it. But it's worth checking out, and it'd be nice if they had a section with the director that talked about the different endings and kind of compared the two. You know, we could listen to the audio interview all the way through, but the audio commentaries are often not worth spending the hours and hours combined. Now, one of the things I'm not a big fan about is the bonus DVDs that they put with CDs. In general, when you go and you buy these CDs with the DVDs, you pop out the CD, you put it in your computer to rip for your MP3 player, or you put it in your car, and that DVD sits there, and you never watch it. And that's what record companies are really hoping, that you just don't touch it. Because if you do, you find that these DVDs are self-aggrandizing. And so that's why when I got as a gift over the holidays the three CD box with the light out from Nirvana. And the fourth disc in this box set is a DVD. And DVD producer Lance Bangs, who is best known for his work with Palm Pictures Director Series, which is really fantastic. It puts together a video scrapbook here of Nirvana that is very unexpected and is really exceptional. You get a ton of really raw home video looks at the band, from them practicing in one of their homes, to their own footage from one of their tours, to one of my favorites, hearing them play Smells Like Teen Spirit live for the first time. So often musical DVD producers don't get much kudos. And this time around for Nirvana with Lights Out, we've got to give big ups to Lance Bangs. He has done a really exceptional job here. And I'm really hoping that other music companies will look at this as things that you can do with DVD. Now, back a long time ago, Wonder Falls was on Fox, and it's a cute show, dark comedy, follows an overeducated girl who goes back after going to, like, Brown University. She goes back to Niagara Falls, where her parents live. She buys or rents a trailer. She works in a souvenir store. And, you know, it's all a nice story, except the one thing is that inanimate objects talk to her. And so that's kind of the device for the story. And it was a really cute show. And after about four episodes, it got killed. I mean, that was it. You know, it was four and out. And at the time, I was pretty frustrated. I said, hey, you know, how can you cancel such a cute little show? It's, you know, it's Fox, first of all. Look what else they have on their network. And second of all, you know, it's a cute show. Why not give it, you know, five, six, maybe eight episodes to see if it can find its fan base? Now, I got the DVD in, and it has 13 episodes. And so nine of those episodes have never aired. And as I sat down and started watching them, I realized why the show had gotten canceled. It wasn't that it's a bad show. It's just it doesn't have the depth that a show like Dead Like Me or Arrested Development might have. And I think that the bar on television programming has gotten to be so much higher that when you go back and you look at a show like Wonder Falls, it just doesn't hold up quite as much. And I know there are a lot of Wonder Fall fans out there, so I don't want to diss the show too deeply. But I have to say that, you know, there was just nothing in the extra shows that really made me feel like the Fox was wrong in canceling it. Now, another thing about DVDs that I think is an absolute requirement is if you have a movie that is based on real life with real people, you're obliged to interview them on the DVD. And so I'm happy to say that Universal Home Video did this with Friday Night Lights, and you get to meet some of the guys from the Permanian Panthers who went through all this. In the future, I don't think you could spend as much time with them as I would like, and I think they could have done a little bit more there, but at least it's there, and I think it's, again, it's a card that DVD producers should be looking at and say, okay, if what I'm doing is based on something real, we got to go out and get them. So finally, for this radio broadcast here, I wanted to comment on the fact that I find it absolutely bizarre that the Culkin brothers have gone on, that three Culkin brothers have gone on now to become really fine actors. And the thing that kind of brought this into my head was the fact that Rory Culkin, who is in Mean Creek, does a fantastic job, gives a really great performance. So when you partner that with Macaulay Culkin in Saved and Kieran Culkin in Igby Goes Down, you know, there's something to be said that the Culkin family might actually have something on that Estevez-Sheen family in terms of acting chops. So this has been the DVD Talk radio broadcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. We're working to make DVD Talk radio very full with interviews and reviews and all sorts of content. So if it's something that you liked, send me an email. I can be reached at talk@dvdtalk.com. Or if you didn't like something and you want to see something added, or, you know, you wanted a gripe, we're here as well. Thanks for listening.